Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Ches. We left off on daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We are holding up the two dots on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, about five lines before the end of the page. So the Mishnah had said that if a woman sees dam machmas koshi as a result of labor pains, and then she has a baby, she's not going to be tameh. She's not going to be aladz bezov. We attribute the blood to the labor. We don't attribute the blood to the ziva. But there was a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. How far back she can be bleeding that we're still going to attribute it to the labor, and not assume that it's somehow disconnected from the labor. So Reb Meir's shita in the Mishnah, Reb Meir held afilu arba'im v'chamishim yom. Even if you go as far back as 40 or 50 days, it's still going to be considered to be related to the birth. So I asked the Gemara, kami kshir, Meir omer v'chulei, hashu chamishim mekashi arba'im mibayim. Once you tell me that up until 50 days is still going to be attributable to the birth, so of course 40 days is going to be attributable to the birth. Why would you say 40 or 50? So Rav Chista lo kasha, kan l'chola, kan l'bria. It depends if she's ill or if she's healthy. If she's ill, it could be that up to 50 days is going to be attributable to the birth, but if she's healthy, it shouldn't go back that far. She shouldn't be bleeding that early if she's healthy, and therefore only 40 days of bleeding is can be attributed to the birth. The Meiri explains that choli minadnei savladim emaris leidasa, that when a woman is ill, it speeds up the leida, and therefore the leida could begin earlier. The process could begin earlier when she's a chola. The Chazanish explains that it could be that a woman has very minor tsire leida, very minor labor pains already 50 days before the leida, but a very healthy woman, because of the weakness of those labor pains, it's not going to cause dam for a very healthy woman. But if she does see as a result of them, as she does see dam as a result of those pains, then certainly we assume it's machmas hirayon and not machmas haleida. We assume it's from the pregnancy, not from the leida. But a chola, a woman who's sick, the tzire leida, even the weakest type of labor pains, can cause her to see dam 50 days earlier. So that's the difference between a healthy woman and a sick woman. Tosos over here raises the kasha that the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, discusses how tall a sukkah is allowed to be. So the Tanakhama holds on, the Chacham hold, can't be more than 20 amos high, it's going to be a possible sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda, though, says, ad arba'im v'chamishim, that you could have up until 40 and 50 amos. So the Gemara doesn't ask, if it could be chamishim, arba'im mibayi, which l'chara it should have. The Gemara asks it over here when it comes to the amount of days. It's even the same numbers. I mean, that's just coincidentally that it's the same numbers. But it's but still, the Gemara, why doesn't the Gemara ask it when you throw out two numbers and it's obvious that if one number is good, the other number is also going to be good? So it tells over there, says arba'im v'chamishim. Over there is an expression. It just means when people talk about something really high, they say, I don't know, 40, 50 amos high. But it could really even be 100 amos high, 200 amos high. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda's whole point is that sukkah diras keva is okay. You could have a diras keva, maybe diras keva be inan, and therefore it could be as high as you want it to be. So that's why the assumption is that it's lav dafka. But over here, we assume that it is dafka. The Ritva's Matarit, that really we could have said that over here also, we could have said that it's just the way people speak, but it happens to be that there's a chiluk between a bria and a chola, and therefore, because we're going to see in a brisa that the brisa is mechalik this way, so therefore we'd rather assume that the Mishnah is in agreement with the brisa. Tosfos quotes a number of other places in Shas where we give two numbers to describe a given halacha, and sometimes it's just an expression, and sometimes it's dafka. Tosfos quotes in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Ksuvos, for the one Ksuvos of Samach, Tinok Yonek Afilu Dalad Veheshanim. A baby could nurse for even 4 or 5 years. Machlokas over there. At what point does it become inappropriate to be nursing a baby? So 4 or 5 years old, according to one opinion. So Lo Diei Kasa Mishum Delav Davke Hei Elefit Sarcho K'degamarasam. Over there also, it doesn't, K'degamarasam Afilu Chavir Lasso Al Ksefo, even if he's stopping bundles for you. Meaning over there also, it doesn't mean dafka 4 or 5. It means whatever the baby needs, whatever the mother thinks the baby's going to need for the baby's health. But sometimes it's dafka, like in our Gemara. Okay, so this says the Gemara now further, three lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Levi, Ein Avlad Metaher, Eli Yamim Haru'iyun Lios Ben Zava. A Vlad is only going to be Metaher those days that she bleeds, that she could have been a Zava. But if it were Yimei Nida, if it were days that she would have been a Nida, so then the Vlad will not be Metaher that. But just because she's having a baby, the blood is not going to be Tahar. V'Rav Amar Afilu B'Yam Haru'iyun, the Sviras Zava. Rav says not only the Yod Aleph Yom themselves, not only the 11 days that are Ra'i for Ziva, but even the 7 days that follow those 11 days that are Ra'i first counting Shivanikim after becoming a Zava. Meaning, let's say a woman sees blood on days 9, 10, and 11 of the Yod Aleph Yom Shvei Nidal Nida. So good, so she's become a Zava Gedola during the Yimei Ziva. Now what's the next 7 days going to be? The next 7 days are going to be her Shivanikim. So those 7 days also count toward days that Dam during the process of Leda is going to be Tahar. It's not only during the Yod Aleph Yom themselves, it's any days that are Ro'i for Sfira Zava. So Amar Rav Adar Rav, L'taymi de Rav, Afil Yom Marin L'Sfira Stira Zava. According to Rav, she'll always be Tahar, because every day always is Ro'i for Sfira Zava, because what if she starts counting Shivanikim, and on day 5 she sees Dam again? So now she's got to start the Shivanikim again. So then she's got the next 7 days of Shivanikim. Let's say day 6 she sees Dam again. So then says, the 7 days start again, so it could just go on forever. Every day of the rest of her life could be Ro'i L'Sfiras Stiras Zava. So if you follow Rav Shita to the end, it would turn out that the Dam, as a result of Leda, the Dam that's associated with Leda, is always going to be Torah. It's not only during the Yimei Ziva. Now this Gemara also seems like a strong raya against the Rambam. That what do you mean Ro'i L'Sfiras Zava? That would, according to the Rambam, that's the entire Yimei Nida. Right, according to the Rambam, it's not an extension of what Rav Adar Bar Ava says for Sfira Stira Zava. According to the Rambam, we said yesterday, where the Rambam holds that the way we figure out Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva is it's a constant cycle of 11-7, 11-7, without any breaks. It's always 11-7, 11-7. So then already when Rav says Afil Bi Amarin L'Sfira Zava, he already included the rest of her life. You don't need to say Sfira Stira Zava. So this is a very difficult Gemara, according to the Rambam, L'chora. Tanan, top line, Kamahu Kishuya. How long is her Dam Koshi that we assume she's not becoming Tmeya? She's just giving birth. Rameir Omer Arba Mechamishim Yom. So Rameir says 40 and 50 days. So she could bleed for 40 and 50 days in advance of the birth, and she's going to be Tahora. So Bishlam Rav Mishkach Slak Rav Adar Bar Ava. So according to Rav, that works out great, because Rav said that forever, it doesn't matter, there is no limit of 11 days of during the Yimei Ziva alone. It could be any days that are Roy for Sfira Ziva or for Sfira Stira Ziva. So it could be indefinite. So yeah, you could have 40 or 50 days straight of her bleeding, and it's all going to be Tahora. Elulalevi Kasha. But according to Levi, how's this going to work out? According to Levi, she should only be Tahora if the bleeding happened during 11 days of Yimei Ziva. But then for 40, 50 days, you obviously have lots of Yimei Nida in there. So she should absolutely not be Tahora. So Amar Lach Levi, Mikatani Torah Bekulan. No, does it say in the Mishnah 40 or 50 days that she bleeds in all of them and she's going to be Tahora for blood seen during all of those 40 or 50 days? No, be Yimei Nida, be Yimei Ziva Tahora. Any blood that she sees during the Yimei Nida will make her a Nida, and any blood that she sees during the Yimei Ziva in that 40 or 50 day period will make her Tahora. She will be considered Tahora. The Aruch Lener asks, you know, we asked this Kasha, Dafka according to the Shita of 40 or 50 days, or Meir Shita of 40 or 50 days. There were two other opinions in the Mishnah also, right? We had Rabbi Yehuda said Dayah Chadasha, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon says Shtei Shabbosos. So we also had a month and we had 2 weeks. Both a month and 2 weeks are more than 11 days also. So the Aruch Lener says, why are we dafka picking on Rameir Shita? That according to Rameir, how could Hal's Levi going to understand this? Rameir holds it's more than 11 days that she's going to be Tahora. So why don't we ask that in the other Shitas in the Mishnah as well? So the Aruch Lener says, yeah, it's difficult according to the other Shitas as well. But we pick Rameir because he's the first Shita mentioned in the Mishnah. So we just mentioned the first one. In the Matan B'Seser, one of the Echronim quotes in the Birei Adaf, he's metarates that later on Amud Beis, we're going to find that that we ask, the Gemara looks for Mataimam Shal Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Shimon. What's the Svara for Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Shimon? But the Gemara never asks what's the Svara for Rabbi Meir, because the reason for Meir is Pasha, that he's Dorish Dama Machmas Atzma Velo Machmas Vlad, that any Dam that comes Machmas Vlad, I don't care how long, 40, 50 days, doesn't matter, any Dam Machmas Vlad is Torah. So it's Misvara, that's the 40, 50 days is associated with the actual childbirth and not with anything else. So since from Rav and Levi it's Mashma that the reason is because these days were in the Sma'id from this Pasuk, so we dafka ask according to Rav Meir, how can you, Rav Meir, say Misvara, we're just going to be Mitar 40 or 50, if you have a Pasuk, you have a Drasha, good, so that's a little more understandable. But how could you, Rav Meir, Misvara, say 40, 50 days is going to be Tahora when we have a Drasha to tell me that it's only during the Yimei Ziva? Okay, says the Gemara further now. Lishna Achrina, another version of the preceding discussion. Amri Amr Rabbi Levi Einav Vlad Metar El Yom Marui Nios Ben Zav Gedola, that the Vlad is only going to be Metar not all 11 days of Yimei Ziva, only those days where she could have been Zav Gedola. Which days are those? So if you look at Taptosos Rashi Pirish LaFuke Yud Vir Aleph, it means days 10 and 11 of Yimei Ziva don't count toward this heter of any blood that she sees being associated with the Leda, because if she first sees Dam on day 10, she will not become a Zava Gedola no matter how long she sees for. Because day 10, day 11, then the Yimei Ziva are over. By day 12, it's already Yimei Nida, so she has no chance of becoming a Zava Gedola. They didn't really ask then Zava Gedola. V'rach Piresh, but the Rabbeinu Chanal says the opposite. No. La'fuke Yom Rishon V'yom Sheni Shal Yiral. We come to exclude days 1 and 2 of Yiral, because no matter what, by days 1 and 2, she could not be a Zava Gedola. She could only be a Zava Gedola by day 3, because she needs to see 3 days during the Yiral of Yom. By days 10 and 11, by then she could be a Zava Gedola if she saw days 8, 9, and 10, or 9, 10, and 11. So by then she could certainly be a Zava Gedola. So that's how the Rach understands. But either way, it's more limiting that Rabbi Levi is saying that only 9 of the days of the Yimei Ziva are ra'ui to have this heter of Dam being associated with the Leda. Maitaima, Dama Yamim Rabim Ksiv. It says Dama Yamim Rabim, so we assume that relates to Ziva Gedola. Abishal, Mishmeh Rava, Marafili Yamaru and Leos Ben Zavakatana. No, during any of the Yod Aleph. Now, in this version, Rav holds she doesn't have the Yimei Nida also. The Yimei Svira Ziva, let's call it. She only has the days that she could be a Zava, but even the days she could be a Zava Katana, which means she gets the full 11 days. May time, Yimei Vakol Yimei, Hasam Ksivi. It says Yimei Vakol Yimei. Tanan, Kamu, Kishri Ramei Ramefil Abram Chamishim Yom. But our Mishnah says 40, 50 days that she bleeds, it's still all associated with the Leda, and therefore they're all going to be Tahora. Kashal Travayu, in this version that's difficult both for Levi and for Rav, because both Levi and Rav limit her to the Yimei Ziva. Levi limits her to only 9 of the Yimei Ziva, Rav to the 11 Yimei Ziva. So Mikatani Torah Bekulam, Kashal Yimei Nidasa, Nida Yimei Ziva Satorah. So again, the Gemara answer is very Pashut. It never says that she's Torah in all 40 or 50 days if she's done. Of those 40 or 50 days, those that are Yimei Nida will make her Tamei, and those that are Yimei Ziva, she will be Tahora. Now, according to the second Lashon, Rav is also Moda to Levi that Dam Koshi is Tahor only during the Meziva, not in the 7 days after the Meziva. The whole Machlokas is how many of the Meziva? 9 of the Meziva or 11 of the Meziva? Now, there is a klal in all of Shas that we always paskin like the Lishna Basra, that the Lishna Achrina is always the one that is considered to be more authoritative. So the Aruch Lener says, in light of that, the Rambam Shita is very shver over here, because the Rambam, in the 7th parak of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Aleph, paskins like Rav Ada, and he paskins that Arba Asar Yom, Kodim Leleda, the Dam Koshi is Tahar. So according to the Lishna Basra, the Koshi should not be Matar any more than 11 days, the 11 days that she's right to be a Zava Katana. So apparently the Rambam's paskening, like the Shita of Rav Adbarava's understanding of Rav,
in the Lishna Kama, not in the Lishna Basra. So the Aruch HaNer mitarets that Rav Avda Bar Ava holds like Lishna Kama, that's why the Rambam paskens like him. Meaning, Rav Avda Bar Ava didn't show up in the Lishna Basra. How did it work? We had Levi, Rav, and then in the Lishna Kama we had Rav Avda Bar Ava explaining Rav. Meaning in the Lishna Kama, Levi said only the Yud Aleph Yom. Rav says, no, 7 days after that also. Rav Avda Bar Ava says, once you include 7 days after that, you include forever. But in the Lishna Basra, there was no room for a Rav Avda Bar Ava, because Rav himself never included anything beyond the Yud Aleph Yom. So maybe that's what tipped the Rambam off, that the Lishna Kama was more authoritative, because obviously a later authority, Rav Avda Bar Ava, held like the Lishna Kama, because he commented on the Lishna Kama, not on the Lishna Basra. Okay, about 50 lines into the page, Tanya, Hayra Meir, Omer Yesh Makasha Kufnum Yom, Vein Ziva Olubahen. A woman could sometimes have Dam Koshi for 150 days, and she will never become a Zava Gadola. She could bleed for 150 days. How so? Ketzad, Shnayim Bloes, two days of days 10 and 11 of Yud Aleph Yom B'Nidil Nidil. Let's say she starts to bleed on days 10 and 11 of the Yimei Ziva, so she's not a Zava Gadola because it's only 2 days. V'Shiva Nidil, then the following 7 days are Yimei Nida, so she's not a Zava Gadola. V'Shnayim Shalachar Nidil, then the first 2 days after the Yimei Nida are over, which is Yimei Ziva, but it's only 2 days, so she's not a Zava Gadola. And then after those 2 days, V'chamishim Shavlad Metar. She's, let's say she's six, so she gets 50 days prior to the Vlad. So she has, after those 2 days, the very next day, puts her in the 50-day range of her childbirth. So she has those 50 days that she is Tahara. Then she gives birth, and she gives birth to a baby girl, Vishmonim Shalnakeva. And the 80 days she's after giving birth to a baby girl, she's also Tahara, because you have the Yimei Tohar, the the 2 weeks of Yimei Tumas Leida, but not Tumas Zav Gedola, Tumas Leida, and 66 days of Yimei Tohar. And then, after the Yimei Tohar are over, if she bleeds again, that kicks off Yimei Nida, not Yimei Ziva. So Vishiva Nida, Vishnaim Shalachar Nida. And even after Yimei Nida are over, the first 2 days, she could still not become a Zav Gedola. So you add it all together, and that's how you get 150 days, where according to a Meir Shita, who says you get 50 days prior to the birth, 150 days of straight bleeding, and a woman not becoming a Zav Gedola. Remarkable. So Amr Lo, so the Chum said to Meir, Im Kain, Yesh Makasha Kol Yimei Avein Ziva Al Behen. You could really have a woman who bleeds every single day for the rest of her life, and she'll never become a Zav Gedola. Amr Lahan, so Rameh says, what do you mean by that? My Datechu, Mishum Nefelim. You mean to tell me that she keeps on having miscarriages, that's why she's always within the 50 days of a birth or within the 80 days after a birth? That's what you mean to say. Well, ain't Koshi Lenefelim. No, there's no such din of Koshi. We don't give this 50-day leeway for a Nefel. We only give this 50 days prior to birth to assume that it's associated with the birth, with a real live birth. With the Nefel, we wouldn't have that. And therefore, it's not possible that a woman could bleed every day for the rest of her life and still not be a Zava Gadola. Tan Rabbanan, Yesh Romei Yom Vein Ziva Ola Behem. So the Brisa says sometimes a woman could have 100 days in a row of seeing Dam and not be a Zava Gadola. Ketzad, let's see why this is different than the 150 that we had before. Shnayim Beloes, days 10 and 11 of the Yud Aleph Yom B'Nidil Nida, V'Shiva Nida, then the 7 days of Nida, V'Shnayim Shalachar Nida, the first 2 days of Yimei Ziva, U'Shmonim Shel Nekeva. Now we're excluding now the Chamishim Yom. That's what we've taken out. We've taken out the 50 days that Rameir gives you in advance of the birth. And we say, okay, now she gives birth right away, and Shmonim Shel Nekeva, and she has the 80 days. V'Shiva Nida, and the 7 days of Nida, V'Shnayim Shalachar Nida. So my Kamash Melon, what's the Chiddush? La'afuke Mandayamar This is coming to tell me against the Shita that if a woman gives birth, there has to be dam. Because if it's lo efshal psich sekever blo dam, she would have been a zava when she gives birth after 2 days of seeing dam of Yimei Ziva. Because the Yom Leida would be the 3rd day of Yimei Ziva, where if she sees dam 2 days previously plus the day of Leida itself, she would be considered a zava gedola. So we're trying to say, even though she had just come off of 2 days during Yimei Ziva of seeing dam, and then she gave birth, that does not count as day 3 to make her a zava gedola. That only counts as that, because it could be that she didn't have dam ziva on the day of the leida itself, and therefore she would not be a zava gadola. So that's the chiddush of what we're adding in that Reb Meir didn't, that we didn't add, that we didn't teach in the last line with Rabbi Meir, with Reb Meir, because in the last line we used Reb Meir's 50 days, so we didn't have 2 days of ziva followed by a birth. So that's why we dafka set up this case of 100 days to have 2 days of ziva followed by a birth without koshi at all. 2 days of ziva just followed by a birth to teach me that she does not become a zav gadola. We don't apply em psich sekever below dam. We don't hold of em psich sekever below dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer daya. Rabbi Yehuda said daya chadasha. Now you don't get 40, 50 days of bleeding that we attribute to the birth. Only that month. Only her month. This is both a kula and a chumra. Let's say the last 2 days of the 8th month she's having bleeding and labor pains, and then the first day of the 9th month, even if she gives birth at the beginning of the 9th month, that's considered to be a ledes bezov, because the last 2 days of the 8th month we assume are the ikker, because that's the majority of the re'iyas dam. So this third day that she sees during the 9th month is associated with those days, that's considered as a zava gadola, she's a ledes bezov. But let's say 1 day at the end of the 8th month, and then the first 2 days of the 9th month, even if she doesn't give birth until the end of the 9th month, she's bishofi the entire 9th month, that's not considered yoledes bezov. Whatever blood she sees in the 9th month is attributable to the leida, and therefore is not going to be considered dam ziva, even when there's significant shofi in between the dam and the actual birth. You see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, when we talk about the 9th month, we don't mean the 9th month counting from the beginning of her pregnancy, we mean the 9th calendar month that she is pregnant during, but not counting from the beginning of the pregnancy, because we're assuming that a woman doesn't give birth early, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says that it's even if she gives birth at the beginning of the 9th month. What do you mean beginning of the 9th month? That never happens. A woman gives birth after 270 days and that's it. There's no such thing as beginning of the 9th month. So you see that it must be that, right, that we're assuming Yoledes Letish is not Yoledes Lemekutayin. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says ninth month, he means the shofar that Beis Din blows to declare Rosh Chodesh is what's Gorem, what's called the ninth month. Right, that's if you look at Tosos, Pirush shofar shetoken b'Rosh Chodesh b'kiddush HaChodesh tshi shalibura. V'im tomer v'echi muchach the Chodesh the De chodesh levana garim dilma chodesh tshi shel achar ches chodeshim shel shloshim yom lehiryona garim afilu humaskul b'emso chodesh levana. So Frank tells us, why would the calendar month make a difference? Maybe, and where do we see that the calendar month makes a difference? Maybe what matters is her ninth month of pregnancy, counting from conception. V'yeshlomer dimkein avle lemeimer daya chodesh achron avle chadasha mashma chodesh hamavurar daynu chodesh halavana. That it would have said Chodesh Achron, the last month of pregnancy. When it says Chadasha, it implies a Chodesh that's widely recognized by everybody, which can't just be her ninth month, it must be a real month. Or you could say, like I explained it when we read the Gemara, that the Brisa makes it very clear she can give birth potentially at the beginning of the ninth month, and Yoledes Letishah is not Yoledes Lemekutayin. So how could she give birth at the beginning of the ninth month? It must mean the beginning of a ninth calendar month, not the beginning of a ninth month of her pregnancy. Now this all assumes that Shippur HaGarim is taken literally. Shippur HaGarim means the shofar they blow to declare Rosh Chodesh. The Ritva, however, says no. When we say Shippur HaGarim means the ninth month of her pregnancy. Rashi says shofar shel Beis Din. Yeah, that's tzachus halashon. Rashi is just using an expression, but obviously it has nothing to do with a shofar. Now Rashi and Tosfos and the Aruch all say this is the shofar that Beis Din blows for Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Aruch Nara says, where do we ever find anywhere in Shas that Beis Din blows a shofar for Kiddush HaChodesh? The Pasuk says, Tikku b'chodesh shofar, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Ches darshins that that's about Rosh Hashanah. It's not about Rosh Chodesh at all. So where do we ever find that Beis Din blows a shofar for Rosh Chodesh? Now it happens to be there's Yalkut Shemoni in Tehillim that darshins this Pasuk about each Rosh Chodesh. Tikku b'chodesh shofar about Rosh Chodesh. That it's from there that we learn that you're not Mekadesh Chodesh B'layla, only B'yom, because the Pasuk says, B'kese, L'yom, Chagenu, right? Because of the Yom, so we dash that it's only Yom, so we see that it's about all Rosh Chodesh. But still, says the Aruch Haner, the Kavana must be about the Tekiyos that they're Tokeya at the time of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, at the time they bring the Korban Musaf, that that's the Simen that they were Makadish the Chodesh Bismano when they're blowing the Tekiyos at the Korban Musaf. Okay, so anyway, says the Gemara, Eini, is this really so? Var Mishmol Eini Shemisaber, so you'll let it sell the Masai Mishim Vechad Yom, all the Masai Mishim Vishnaim Yom, all the Masai Mishim Vishlosha. But didn't we learn that a woman can only give birth after 9 full months, meaning 271 or 272 or 273 days after conception, because it could take the Zera up until 3 days to be Niklat, to fully impregnate her. But really, it's always got to be a full exact 9 months. So says the Gemara, Hudiyam Kachasidim. Yeah, that's assuming like the Chassidim Arishonim. Titania Chassidim Arishonim loy misham shemitah sein ela brevi b'shabbos. Chassidim Arishonim had such a chumrah that they would only have tash b'shamitah on Wednesdays. Shlo yavon l'shul sein lidechil shabbos, because if they would impregnate their wives, they wouldn't want to have to do a Shabbos delivery, because then it's going to come to chil Shabbos. So says Gemara, why limit it to Wednesdays? Brevi v'su lo, why only Wednesdays? So ema mirevi v'elach. No, it means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos. But they would not have Tashmish on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Because if you do the Cheshbon, and Rashi does over here, the top Rashi, the second Rashi does the Cheshbon. If you do the Cheshbon, if they impregnate their wives on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and then you count forward 271, 272, or 273 days, you'll end up on Shabbos. So they don't want to have deliveries on Shabbos. So the Ritva writes, first of all, the Teva is Machtish. We see that this is not the case in nature, that a woman does not always give birth 271, 272, or 273 days later. So he says maybe this is what it used to be, but it's no longer Nishtana Ativim kind of issue. So that's why all the poskim write, the Rivash and Tafim Zayin, the Ramav, Ebenezer, Kufnun Vav, Siv Dalid, and many, many other poskim, they all write that Bizmanenu, we don't have to be machmir for this, because it's not the derech anymore to be so predictable exactly when the lady is going to be. In the Sefer Chassidim, he says that if your wife is pregnant during the 9th month, you should daven that she doesn't give birth on Shabbos, says the Sefer Chassidim. Because you see, that's an appropriate thing to hope for. These Chassidim Arishonim hoped not to have to be Mechal Shabbos, to have a Shabbos birth. Sometimes people are too eager about being Mechal Shabbos. Obviously, a sakana and the woman is in labor, you have to be Mechal Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos. But we should be Mechal Shabbos for what's necessary for the labor. Can I bring the cell phone so I can call my parents afterwards? Shabbos doesn't go away. For the labor, Shabbos goes away. For what's needed for the mother and baby's health, Shabbos goes away. There's an interesting marsha. The marsha writes that in Masechta Shabbos, they darshan the pasuk, and Shabbos of Kuf Yud Chesam Beis, Koramar Hashem lasarisim asher yishmur eshabsosai. And based on that pasuk, the Gemara darshins that if Klal Yisrael were to be shomer shtei shabbosos miyad negalin. So says the Marsha, what's the shtei shabbosos and what's sarisim? So he says sarisim relates to people who refrain from bia at certain times. Just like a saris never has bia, sris never has bia. So sarisim refers to people who refrain from bia, and they are shomer shtei shabbosos. Which shtei shabbosos are they shomer? The tzomet, the chasidim rishonim that are careful to have bia at a time where the wives aren't going to deliver on Shabbos. So they're shomer the Shabbos of the birth, and the Shom of the Shabbos of the bris, because if the birth would have been on Shabbos, the boy's bris would have been on Shabbos also. So they gain an extra 2 shmir. That's ilmalik Shom Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miyado Yinigolim. If we had such chumras, this obviously leads to a much, much larger discussion, which we can't get into too deeply, about how much you have to worry in advance to make sure that it's not going to come to Chil Shabbos. There is a famous machlokas Balamor and Ramban in Masechta Shabbos Tav Kuf Lam Gimel Beis and Rabbi Elazar de Mila, whether you're allowed to be goreim Chil Shabbos in a makom that it's going to be pikuach nefesh, meaning can you cause yourself to be in a pikuach nefesh situation where you're then going to have to be mechal Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh? Balamor says absolutely not, and the Ramban says ein the mitzvah l'makom u'shaita. Right now this pikuach nefesh is all you have to worry about. And therefore, you don't if you don't have to worry that you're going to be in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Chumash. If that's what comes, then that's what's permissible. So the Maariv Chaya says that this sugya lechor is a riot to the Balamor against the Ramban. Chassidim Rishonim were very careful about this. So some of the Achronim are mitarets the Cheshev Ha'efod, that the Ramban would say, no, this is Chassidim Rishonim. It was a Midas Chassidus. It's not something that you're required to do. It's only Midas Chassidus. And the Balamar would say that, yeah, the reason it's only Midas Chassidus is because this is 9 months in advance. But like the day before, you know, when you have it so much closer, then then maybe it's a halacha. There's a question the poskim discussed, and Taras Ha'eledas, they quote all the poskim that discussed. Let's say in the ninth month, you're very far away from the hospital. And you know your wife can go and give birth at any moment, but you're not anywhere near the hospital. So do you have a chiyuv to stay close to the hospital on Shabbos, so you won't have to be mechal Shabbos? If there are apartments or whatever that you could, or hotels right near the hospital, do you have to stay right near the hospital? So the majority of poskim, I think, are mekel and say that no, you don't have to worry that she's going to give birth on Shabbos and therefore put yourself in that situation. If I'm not mistaken, I think Shai Shechter told me his father made him stay near the hospital throughout the entire ninth month. I think he was machmir about this issue. Okay, anyway, so this is the Chassidim Rishonim. Amar Mar Zutra, Maitam Ed the Chassidim Rishonim, what's the reason for the Chassidim Rishonim? The Chassiv, V'yitin Hashem La Hirayon. Hirayon B'Gematria, Maslan B'Shim V'Chadavu. So they learned it from a Gematria, that it's 271 days, it's pregnancy. Amar Mar Zutra, Filiman Yam Yalad Slatishay, and Yalad Zim Chutayim, Yalad Slashivi, Yalad Zim Chutayim. Even if you hold a 9 month pregnancy, it always has to be the full 9 months. A 7 month pregnancy sometimes is less than the full 7 months. Shenemar V'yilu T'kufas V'yam, Ben. So it's Tkufos and Yamim, and then she had a child. Tkufos is 3 months, Tkufa. So Miyat Tkufos Shnayim, Miyat Yamim Shnayim. So that means two Tkufos plus 2 days. So that's 6 months and 2 days, and she had a baby. So obviously she's Yeledas Lumukutayim. Rabbi Yosef B'Shimon Omer Ein Koshiyosim Be'Shabasos. Rabbi Yosef B'Shimon say that only blood seen up until 2 weeks prior to the Leda is attributable to the Leda. Amr Shmuel Maita Meitu Derabanan. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? Tchsiv utmei shvu ayim kinidasa velo kizivasa. We say she's tamei 2 weeks like her nidus, not like her zivus. Mechad zivasa tahora. Sounds like her ziva would be tahora prior to the birth. Vekama shvu ayim. How much do we give her of ziva that would be tahora? 2 weeks. Sometimes a woman could see blood for 25 days straight and she will not become a Zava Gadola, meaning even within the Shita they only get 2 weeks in advance of the Leda, and even not counting anything after the Leda, not counting the 80 days after the Leda, all pre-Leda you can have 25 days and she will not become a Zava Gadola. Okay, that's why the numbers are so different than an Amar Alf, because Amar Alf we're counting after the Leda also, so you throw an extra 80 days after the Leda, plus the Yimei Nida that follows that, plus the first 2 Yimei Ziv after that. So over here it's much more limited, and we're also much more limited because we're only going with the opinion that you get 2 weeks, not the opinion that you get 50 days. So Ketzad, Shnayim Beloes, the days 10 and 11 of Yimei Ziva, Veshiva Nida, Ubei Shala Achar Nida, 7 days of Yimei Nida, the first 2 days of Yimei Ziva, and then Varbaas or Shavlan Matar, and then if you then go right into the 14 days prior to the birth, the EF Shashkasha Esum Shishi Yom Belov Vlad. But it can't be that there will be 26 days without a Vlad. Vlote Yeledes Bezov Belov Vlad, and Vlote Yeledes Bezov Belov Vlad Betlasanami Sagi. So says the Gemara, wait a second, 3 days alone would have been good enough. So Amrav Sheshes Ema B'Makom Sheyesh Vlad, meaning without a Vlad, Belov Vlad, then 3 days. What do you mean? You can't have 26 days without a Vlad, not be Yeledes Bezov, not be Ziva. What do you mean? Below Vlad, if you're without a Vlad, then even 3 days you become a Zava Gadol if there's no Vlad there at all. That means she's not pregnant. So Rav Sheshes says Ema B'Makom Sheyesh Vlad. It means without a Vlad coming out of her body, but there is a Vlad there. But once you hit day 26 of seeing Dam straight, without a Vlad actually being born, then she's for sure a Zava Gadola. Amle Ravava Below Vlad Katani, but it doesn't say that. It says Below Vlad. So Elam Rava Achikamer. Ef Shoshet Skasha Esrim V'Shishayom B'Makom Sheyesh Vlad V'Lotei Yoledes. So a woman can't have 26 days of straight bleeding when there is a Vlad and not be Yoledes Bezov. ubumakum she'ein vlad ela nefel betzlasanami havyazava. But if there was no real bona fide vlad, no viable vlad, there was only a nefel, so then 3 days alone would make her a zava. My taima ein koshi l'nefelim. We don't give any sort of, we don't assume any sort of dam koshi to be associated with the leida of a nefel, only of a ben kayama, and that's why if it's a nefel, 3 days alone would make her a zava gedola. Next mishnah, hamakash b'toch shmonim shel nekeva kol dam she ro'a tohar not she yetzei avlad. Any dam koshi she sees during the yemei tohar, so is all going to be tar until the vlad comes out. So how could she be seeing dam koshi, pregnancy, childbirth dam during the Shmonim Yom? So Rashi says two possibilities. Either Shenis Abra B'Yimei Tohar, she became pregnant during the Shmonim Yom, or Shenishta Vlad Achar Chaveiro Beis Chadashim, or maybe Beis Chadashim Mechatzi, Echa Nigmar Atrosa B'Emtza Shvi, V'Echa Nigmar Atrosa L'Sof Tshi, K'maisa D'Yud of Chizkia B'nei Rabbi Chia. Or you could have that unusual situation of twins that are born several months apart from each other, that you have a 7 month pregnancy and a 9 month pregnancy in the same pregnancy. So the twins are born a couple of months apart from each other, so the labor pains and blood is from the second child. Rabbi Lezer Metame, Rabbi Lezer says, no, this blood is all going to be Metame. So Amrlo Rabbi Lezer, they said to Rabbi Lezer, Ubimam Umabim Makam Sheikhmir Bedama Shofi, Hekel Bedama Koshi. The Chum said to Rabbi Lezer, in the case of a regular Yoledes, if she sees 3 days Bishofi and then she gives birth, she's Yoledes Bezov. And yet if it's Bedama Koshi, we say she's Tar Bezova. If she gives birth straight after all this Koshi, she's Tar from the Ziva. So Makum Shehekel Bedama Shofi, Enudin Shehekel Bedama Koshi. So by the 80 days, we're Mekel even by Dama Shofi. So of course we should be Mekel by Dama Koshi. So Amalahen, Rabbi Lezer's response is, Daya Labamin Adin, Lios Kanidon, Mima Hekel Lemi Tumas Ziva, Al Tumea Tumas Nida. No, when are we ever Mekel by the Dam, the Dama Shofi that you're talking about, the damakoshi that you're talking about, that's only from Tumas Ziva. Tumas Nida, the damakoshi, is Mitame. So it's not a good raya at all. Tanur Rabban and the Brisa just records the same discussion. Teshev the Rabba Samakashim Tok Shmom Shon the Kavish called Domashi Rod Torah Nachi Yitzhi Avlad. Reb Lazar Mitame. Amrlo Reb Lazar. Makam Shichmir Beshofi Shalfnei Avlad. Hekel Beshofi Shalachar Avlad. Makam Shekel Bekoshi Shalfnei Avlad. Ein Adin Shenekel Bekoshi Shalachar Avlad. Amlen Dayel Abba Menadin Lios Kanidan. Mima Hekel Lami Tumas Nida. So again, that's exactly the same discussion in the Mishnah. Omru lo, so the Chum said back to Rabbi Lazar, Harayana Mashivin Lach Lashanacher. We'll come back at you with a different argument. Umabim Makam, meaning, and we'll keep the whole argument about prior to the Vlad. Umabim Makam Sheikhmir Bishofi Shalifnea Vlad. Hekel Bekoshi Sheimo. If we're Machmir and Shofi before the Vlad, and we're Makel with the Koshi that comes with it, Makam Sheikel Bishofi Shalachar Vlad. In addition, Mekel b'Koshi Sheimo. So we're Mekel with the Shofi after the Vlad. We should for sure be Mekel with the Koshi that comes along with it. Armlem Afilu Atam Meshivim Kol Yom Kulu Dayel Abamin Adin Lios Kanidon. He says, it doesn't make a difference that you adjust the argument to have the whole first half of the argument be Lefnei Vlad and the whole second half be Leachar Vlad. The Dayel Abamin Adin Lios Kanidon Mimah Hekel Lemi Tumaziva. The whole Kula that you're bringing the Kal V'Chomer from is a Kula and Tumaziva of Matama Tumasnida, but she's still going to be Matame Tumas Nida. Amarava Bahazachinu Rabbi Lazar L'Rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar seems to have been victorious in this bout with the Rabbanan in terms of arguing the logic. Lava Amrisu Dama Machmas Atzma V'lo Machmas Vlad. After all, we darshan the word Dama means Dama Machmas Atzma V'lo Machmas Vlad. So Achinami V'tiar Mimikar Dameha, that the Yimei Tohar that she gets, the 80 days, is Tahara from Dama, from Dameha. What does that mean? Dameha Machmas Atzma V'lo Machmas Vlad. It's Tara from her own Dama, of her own body, but not Tara from Dam Machmas Vlad. Dam Machmas Vlad is going to be Tame even during the 80 days. Ema Bimei Nida Bimei Ziva Tahora. So the Gemara says, why don't we say Bimei Nida Bimei Ziva Shishmi Tahora? Amakra Teshev Yeshiva Achas Lukulan. That it's either all Tara or all Tame. So you can't say that you're going to split it, that Bimei Nida will be a Nida, Bimei Ziva shall be Tahora. It's all or nothing. So it's either going to be all Tame or all Tara. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Finish up the fourth parak tomorrow, Blineder.